Today on My Fix It Up Life, we're spring loaded.
Anthony Carino and John Colinari, HGTV's Cousins on Call and Kitchen Cousins, load us up with what's happening on their uber-popular HGTV shows.
And HGTV's Meg Caswell, winner of Design Star Season 6, talks design tips that'll spring you into warm weather action.
It's heating up and happening right now on My Fix It Up Life. It's heating up.
Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at RebuildingTogether.org.
Got hand press? Do it the highway, not the hard way. Got Tide's 14-in-1 multi-tool. Scrapes paint, spreads spackle, sets nails, it even cleans rollers. It screws and unscrews just about anything. There's even a bottle opener. Buy it online at Amazon.com.
If your home's exterior is missing something, that punch of color to move it from drab to sab, then you need the DaVinci Roofscapes Shake It Up Exterior Color Contest.
Just visit DaVinci Roofscapes on Facebook and click on Shake It Up, then upload a picture of your home's exterior. Five finalists will be selected for the opportunity to win $5,000 to enhance their home's curb appeal. Five finalists are chosen by the most votes.
So head to DaVinci Roofscapes on Facebook to enter today.
What a Wednesday to play left, right there. Play it, tell them I'm feeling fine, sitting in your sidewalk chair.
And you are inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And I'm feeling all warm and almost warm because it's spring, but it just doesn't feel like it, and toasty.
Well, I like how whenever we start our show, every week, you always announce how you feel. And I'm glad that you're in touch with your emotions because you're more of a thinker than a feeler, really.
In touch with my emotions wrap me up like chainmail.
Really?
I can't escape them.
Chainmail?
I walk outside and a couple of nights I've gone out after picking up the kids or doing an errand, and I'm feeling like, hey, I almost don't need to have my jacket on.
You know that happens to a lot of men as they grow older and you have more responsibilities with little creatures like pets and children and plants, that indoor plants, and, you know, wife and all that, is that you go from being sort of like a judging, thinking person to being a feeling, emotional person. And I kind of like that you're in touch with all of your emotions.
Okay. I'm sorry. I don't think I read that magazine article on what I'm like, but...
Well.
Good to know that you have, or you're making one up.
You put the man in romantic for me, darling.
You can read Teresa's blog on my emotional state at myfixituplife.com.
I don't think I'm qualified to write about your emotional state, and I don't think that there is probably enough, like, alcohol to ingest in order for me to go into the delves of, like, all your emotional state.
Oh, it's knotted up tight in there.
No, it's messy in there. I like to sit out here where it's all happy and it's the pretty parts. Well, I'm excited about today's show. We're all spring-loaded for DIY.
And speaking of emotions, we're talking with a couple emotional guys. Guys who are amped up and happy all the time, it seems. Anthony Carino and John Colinari, they're HGTV's Cousins on Call. You may know them as Kitchen Cousins. And we're all amped up to find out what's going on with them.
We are. We're psyched to talk to them because they're more than just kitchen guys. They do everything. And we're also talking with HGTV's Design Star Season 6 winner Meg Caswell about what she's doing to fix up and get ready for spring, too.
And that's kind of what we're doing around our house. We're kind of taking a yard inventory to see what we want to do with some of the spaces that we think would do better with different plants and different flowers and those kinds of things.
And we took a different approach than probably a lot of people. I sat down with our 11-year-old, and I had her draw a site plan of our property. And this took a while. It took actually like 5 or 6 iterations for her to draw on paper in plan where our house is on our property and where all the fixed features were and what a fixed feature is.
And what Teresa means by plan for those of us not all the way up on all architectural jargon and blueprint jargon is if you could see our house from a helicopter, that's legacy technology, Google Earth.
See, what women would call it is a bird's eye view, not a helicopter view. But anyway.
Oh, Blackhawk helicopter. So where's my son?
After, you know, several iterations of her drawing, she's finally got the drawing all planned out. And for the last couple of years, she has been our captain of taking care of plants. Now, she isn't a captain by herself because probably the plants wouldn't survive. Mark co-chairs that responsibility.
Co-chairs.
At our home.
Nice mixed metaphor.
Yes. Yeah,
I co-chair the military.
You co-chair that responsibility.
I'm on the Senate Appropriations Committee of our house's watering military.
Well, because a lot of 11-year-olds, she's sort of sporadic in how much effort she puts into her responsibilities around the house, and they wouldn't get as much water as they need if it was just in her hands.
Right.
They would be a little thirsty. So, but we have bestowed upon her the responsibility to be in charge of landscaping, and which is a really awesome way to get kids involved in DIY and feeling a part of the house. And it's a chore that's not so much a chore, I think, and it's not a bore chore either.
No, and she actually, once she gets rolling, she actually likes to get out there, pull out the hose, pull out the sprayers, and actually water the plants. And I have to teach her sometimes, don't blast jet of water in there.
Yeah, she has two modes of water.
Yeah.
She either puts a Dixie cup worth of water on the plants and she's all done because she doesn't want to spend the time on it, or she's so amped up that she sprays them so hard that they're not strong enough to survive. So
nothing is.
Trying to get her somewhere in the middle so that they actually have a full drink of water, but without losing all their petals, it's kind of a big thing. So we walked through the whole yard with her, and we had a meeting about what new bulbs that we wanted to purchase.
Right.
And where they would go, and when they need to be planted, if they need full sun or partial shade or
whatever the criteria is.
And when they bloom, so the timing is right, so we have something blooming in our yard throughout the whole spring and summer months and late summer.
Yeah,
too.
And that's a great thing to be thinking about no matter where you live this time of year, is to sort of spread those blooms out if you can so you have color and you have different kinds of plants throughout the year. Like one of your favorites in our yard is our late bloomer in August, the crepe myrtle tree.
Oh, I love that.
We love that thing.
We have it outside in our front yard next to a fence, and it just, having at the end of the summer or on the front porch, and when we used to be able to do this, have a nice cocktail. Someday when we're much older and retired, we'll be able to do this again. But have a nice cocktail. It's late August, and look at the beautiful flowers. It's just so romantic.
Oh, speaking of being wrapped in our emotions, we're going to wrap ourselves into a break.
And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
As the daylight fades on the park we sweat, then I'll say, written out square. What a perfect night to dine with the stars. Hit the lawn on the park, looking sharp, walking with your blue dress on.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
What's a better return on investment than remodeling a bathroom or kitchen? Replacing your windows with energy-efficient vinyl windows.
They can help you recoup 71.2% of cost and help you save on energy bills from the day they're installed.
And through the end of 2013, you can receive federal tax credits when installing Energy Star qualified windows or doors.
Check out the money-saving details at Simonton.com/Energy Star Credit.
Whether you're replacing one window or a house full of windows, adding energy-efficient vinyl windows can really pay off.
You're back inside my Fix It Up life, and it is Fix It Up Find Time.
It is Fix It Up Find Time, and I have a find that's all about finding things.
I've got a find that's all about filtering things. I want to hear what yours is first, though.
Mine's a finder find, and the finder find I have is called the Leo wristwatch. And the Leo wristwatch is a watch for children that is a family locator app, a 911 panic button system, and it is a two-way communicator, too. The reason why that they created this Leo wristwatch is for children so that if they get lost,
like in a crowd at a fair, amusement park,
or if something worse happens,
okay, not thinking about it, go ahead,
then you'll be able to find your child, and it has a GPS thing in it, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like a watch, which is pretty cool. It's a little pricey. It's $150 right now. It's on pre-sale. And then later on, they're going to raise the price to $250. So if you're interested in this, and I'm sure there'll be other kinds of things like this out there that will be developed, too. It's like anything else. You know, the flat-screen TVs when they first came out.
$1 million.
Yes. And
yeah.
Now you can get one for
50 cents.
Basically, yeah, $1 million, yeah. 50 cents.
Also, I'll be teaching an economics class at my local community college.
Yeah, Mark knows a lot about the pricing structure of retail. Not so much. But, you know, leowristwatch.com for more information. It's a pretty cool product, and I think that it's something that I would be very interested in having our son wear.
He has darted out of gates. He's getting older, faster, slyer.
Slyer?
Can anybody get slyer, more sly?
He told me this morning I was a fox.
There you go, sly like a fox. He took off on me in a bowling alley and ran down the alley, by the way. I didn't need an echolocation satellite to find him, but I did need nearly back surgery when I ran down the lanes after him and just was sucked to the floor.
One thing that I would have to say as a recommendation is that, or sort of, you know, an insider information about bowling alleys is they roll these balls down them, so they make them really slippery for people to roll the ball down. So I could see how you could slide down it.
Yeah, well, there's a coating on them that makes ice look grippy.
Makes ice look grippy?
Oh, my God. It was so slippery.
So is that
Didn't
your
know.
Find? Is that you found the ceiling?
Yeah,
of
my,
the bowling
my
alley?
Find is bowling alleys.
Mm-hmm.
No, my find is a springtime find where when this time of year comes up, the thing I'm thinking about the most is the overwhelming hay fever that's coming my way.
Okay.
This is an annual joy for me, and I want to do everything that I can to minimize the reaction I have to the pollen in the air.
Okay.
And if it's just sitting on the, you know, the ground, the shelf, whatever it
is.
Do
you have like a beekeeper's hat on or something?
I might this year.
And what those I'm gonna, are hot. Girls like that.
What I'm going to use to filter my breathing, though, is Lysol's new triple protection air filters.
What? What's that?
Triple protection air filters.
Where does
triple
it go?
Triple protection air filters. They go in your furnace. It's a furnace filter. So, you know, you're staring at me like you don't know what I'm talking about,
it
but
goes
you do.
Inside a filter?
It is a filter.
Oh.
Lysol's triple protection air filters are the filters.
So it fits in any furnace?
Yeah, they make them all different sizes for different furnaces.
And they make our size, too?
It's a furnace filter. You know, just like my economics class, I didn't review every size imaginable.
Well, I think we should definitely get that if they make that size because you sneeze like crazy.
Well, anything I can do to cut down on the stuff that's blowing around in the air, which is the worst for me. This looks like a regular pleated filter, but it's unscented, pesticide-free, and it's got antimicrobials on it that are also certified by the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America. So it really does an extra good job of pulling everything from pollen to cat dander out of the air.
and out of your breathing.
Or at least it's going to minimize it, because there's pollen floating around from a birch tree 200 miles away. I'm allergic to that, too.
Aww.
It's not going to make it worse, but you can find out about this at LysolFilters.info. But, I mean, they've got great stats on this thing. The triple protection air filter traps at least 95% of pollen, 92% of dust mite allergens, and 85% of pet dander. You thought I didn't know specs specifically.
I think you know specs specifically, but usually it's a little bit more tool-focused about, you know, how many amps there are and whatever. But we do have to go to break, dear.
We'll take a 15-amp break at 3,500 RPM, and we'll be back with more of my Fix It Up Life.
Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Pilot yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today. It's time to bring beauty back in your next project by Seeing Red. Born to beat the elements, Western Red Cedar is awesome for outdoor rooms, decks, fences, pergolas, and more. Inside, cedar is a sweet choice for hope chests, highlight walls, and woodworking projects, big and small. Stable, chemical-free, and safe, cedar is a natural choice. So bring beauty back to the yard and punch up projects inside the house. For more information and ideas, SeeRedWRCLA.org. My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit StanleyTools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today. And you're back inside my Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark.
And we're talking about all things spring, but I want to jump inside.
You want to jump inside spring?
The season inside the house.
Oh.
The season happens everywhere, not just outside, where we're talking about lawns and all these different things.
Your favorite part of spring is the outside. And you know what I can't get out of my head? I don't know if this is a jingle from something, but it's like springtime, ring-a-ding-a-ding time. What is that from?
I don't know. Maybe Meg Caswell from HGTV's Great Rooms with Meg's Great Rooms, rather, can answer that question if she hasn't run screaming.
Have you run screaming?
No, I'm not running screaming, but I still don't know either where that's from.
Maybe I just made it up in my head. I watch so much children programming because we have an 11-year-old and a 4-year-old that I just, like, it's all, like, consumed inside of myself. And there's so much, like, grown-up information that has left the building of my body because I have, like, you know, smushed in, like, VeggieTales and, like, superheroes and Barbies and all kinds of stuff. So it's probably just me. I probably made it up, or just out of, like, trying to stay sane around our house.
It's possible.
Possible.
It's possible.
Well, I'm excited to talk to you, Meg, and I want to know what you're doing to get ready for spring at your house in Chicago.
Well, I have a whole list of things, and I'm going to start with my favorite, which actually I'm finishing up one of the projects this afternoon, so it's a great time to talk. I love this new chalk paint additive that you can mix to any flat latex paint, and you don't have to sand your furniture first before you paint it. So I'm actually going through my house and finding pieces. For example, I'm redoing my coffee table in our den, which my husband has just destroyed with, you know, water rings and coffee rings.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wiping it down, cleaning it, and then I'm mixing this paint chalk additive into my paint, and I'm painting it a deep blue color, freshening it up.
Oh,
and
so I am in love with that.
I'm going to sand it.
And I got to know. I'm so anxious. I got to know, where do you get this chalk paint additive?
Well, the company I love to use is called New Beginnings, and you can find it on her Etsy shop called New Beginnings, and it's actually her grandmother's recipe. So I don't know exactly what's in it, but there's definitely some chalk in it and a few other secret ingredients, but it's really affordable, and you don't need a lot, and you can mix it into any can of paint you even have laying around your house.
I love that it's her grandmother's recipe, too.
Sounds like soap.
Sounds
or
like soap.
Chocolate chip cookies.
Really?
Yeah,
it's great. Right.
Who has a paint recipe?
Who has a paint recipe?
Here's my recipe for asphalt. It's my granddad's recipe. He's on the road crew in Chain Gang, Cool Hand Luke. I mean, who has a paint recipe?
That's exactly the same thing, Mark.
It's exactly the same thing. So, Meg, I come to it more from the construction side of things, as you might have noticed.
Yeah, a little bit. Now, I know that you live in Chicago. Now, I also read that your favorite style is sort of a Palm Beach chic, which I am wondering, how do those two things go together?
Well, I did grow up vacationing in Palm Beach.
Oh.
So I loved the bright, preppy colors and the fun mix of patterns that I saw down there, just the really sort of bold graphic design. Sort of reminds me of that Dorothy Draper look, if you can... That gives you a little bit more of an idea of what that style's like. I'm definitely a coastal person, so I love mixing in seashells and corals, and I just love being in Chicago in the winter, and my home still feels like it's springtime year-round.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, that's nice. That is
absolutely
really good. Now,
everyone that comes into my home feels warm. And it feels like sunshine, even if it's been dark and cloudy for 5 months straight.
Well, yeah, and now everybody that comes into your home can, like, you know, bust out some chalk and, like, autograph your furniture, too, which I like. I think I was here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so super fun. Our kids would love that.
Oh, yeah, I mean, who wouldn't? In fact, I'm going to bring a can of spray paint. I'll be right over.
Well, I think this is just as easy as spray paint, actually. And you can even put a furniture wax over it. You can rub it on with a cloth, a paste wax, and it'll bring out even more of the details of the furniture.
I love wax.
Yes.
I think it's cool. I was just talking to somebody about waxing countertops with beeswax.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really good.
Well,
people
forget.
Well,
that's else I'm actually doing this weekend for spring cleaning is I'm actually cleaning my own granite countertops, which a lot of people think they can only seal them themselves. But you can do a mixture of ammonia and water and actually get out some of the tough stains. Or if you have juice or coffee, you can use a little hydrogen peroxide mixed with water, and it also helps.
Wow.
I love those.
Have you guys heard of either of that?
No.
I haven't.
I haven't.
But those are the things that I kind of love. You know, simple things that you can... that you have around your house to fix things up. There's so many of those. And a lot of, like that grandmother's recipe for, you know, chalkboard paint, it's something that gets handed down, which is just so wonderful. You don't have to go to the store and spend a lot of money.
Right. And it's actually not necessarily like a chalkboard on your furniture. What it does is it allows you to not have to sand the piece of furniture first. The chalk that's mixed into the paint and the other material, the other additives that you put in it, helps the paint grip to whatever surface is underneath it. So you don't need to create that gritty surface for the paint to adhere ahead of time by sanding it. So
but,
sure, you can, you know, take a piece of chalk and write on it, but you still get a pretty, you know, beautiful, smooth, flat surface that can be yellow or pink or blue and... unless your kid takes a piece of chalk to it, you wouldn't necessarily know it's a chalkboard.
So smart.
What's past is prologue. Paint and primer all in one. This segment of Meg's Great Room is brought to you by...
It's not such a new thing. It's been around for a long
time.
It
is funny. Now, Meg, you got your start at HGTV being on Design Star, and you have been judged as part of that. Then, of course, you've got... Meg's Great Rooms going on in HGTV, but you also have been a judge as well. And I was wondering what it's like, if it's like anything, to if there's a different point of view from being judged to being a judge.
Absolutely. 100%. I mean, I definitely had, you know, the empathy, and I felt sorry for them knowing what they were going through, how difficult it is, and that you're under a microscope at the same time. But when I got behind the judges' table and I was starting to judge the design stars the season after me, I really started to think, well, I did this, so why couldn't you? Or I was able to complete that part of a project, why couldn't you? And when you're a judge, you don't get to see all the sweat and heartache and real-life situations that come into play when they're designing. So you're at a disadvantage as a judge. So I started, you know, I had to remind myself, wait a second, that person probably went through something that didn't allow them to finish what they were doing. So I had to kind of bring myself back to what my experience was like. Even though I knew it was difficult, I had to remember, well, sure, I was stuck in a New Jersey turnpike for 3 hours in a monsoon, and I didn't get back to my loft challenge to finish the project. But none of the judges knew that. That's not part of what they judge. They just judge the final product.
That is so nice, though,
right,
that you have that kind of perspective and have compassion and empathy, and, you know, that's really a nice thing. And I want to ask you a question about that, too, is, you know, being a contestant and being around other competitors as a designer and then judging designers, has that pulled through some kind of inspiration? Have you pulled through other people's kinds of style and mojo into the work that you do for clients and on the TV shows that you do?
Well, I think all designers are inspired by other design or design that's come before us. So it's hard to not be inspired by other great design. And the thing about Design Star and HGTV is that once all the contestants get on that show, they're at the top of their game. Everyone's a good designer. It's just who can deal with the situations and, you know, make it through to the end, really, and have good camera presence, which really determines the winner. So when you think about it, everyone's design has some really good talent and skill in it. So I do think I have subconsciously taken away some of the things other designers have done, but that's what being inspired is all about, isn't it?
It totally is.
It's funny. That's exactly the same way I explain it when someone teaches me a carpentry tip and I steal it word for word and then pass it off like it's my own.
That's really nice, dear.
Yeah.
That's really
Well,
nice.
What I figure is that they didn't invent it either, so...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's mine. I invented it.
Okay.
Been around for 200 years.
That's design, though. Design comes in the same way fashion, you know, comes back. The same thing happens with interior design. There's things that come back that, you know, I'm using metallic chevron wallpapers on Meg's great room. Well, that's from the 60s. You know, that's already been done, but now it's back in a better and new way.
Well, I saw you do something on a video on HGTV.com that I've never seen done before. And you did it with your husband when you were redecorating your place, and you went around with different color Post-it notes, and it was keep it or trash it. And each one of you got to, you know, put your Post-it note on different things. And I thought that was a great tip.
Well, thanks. I really wanted my husband to be open and honest about the things that he liked or didn't like, because everything in our apartment came from my previous life. And now is the opportunity for us to make our home both of ours. And when you're married to a designer, as you know, it's very difficult to tell them what not to do because designers have very strong opinions. But I really wanted him to be able to tell me, I like this, I don't like that. And I think it was a really good way for him to have fun with it and for both of us to be able to speak our mind without getting into a big debate about it.
Well, I think the Post-it notes are probably a more, I don't know, mellow way of expressing your opinion about your things than, like, leaving those, like, stains and rings on furniture, too. Because those kind of say, I don't really like this so much, you know, in a sort of passive-aggressive kind of way, I guess. Or, you know, that annoying husband thing where they leave their shoes out They totally mess your mojo up.
I do not leave my shoes out every single day of my life.
Yeah.
Do his shoes smell as bad as my husband's? Because my husband's shoes stink. I want to throw them out.
That's probably one of the biggest pet peeves of a lot of women is the shoes. You just take your shoes off and you just leave them right there.
And I'm partial to the way my shoes smell. I mean, I work on that.
All right. Well, I guess here's a design challenge is try to find a creative way to get husbands to not leave their shoes like at the bottom of the stairs or wherever they take them off in the living room every night. But we do have to go to break, though.
So check out MegCaswell.com. Follow her on Twitter at MegCaswell. Check her out on Facebook at Meg-Caswell. And check out Meg's Great Rooms. Check us out after the break. We'll be back with more My Fixin' Up Life.
That's why you try. Can you get a break to get set there?
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTrue doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And are up to 4 times more energy efficient than wood doors.
Plus, until the end of 2013, you can get a new federal tax credit of up to $500 when installing an Energy Star qualified door.
So check out ThermaTrue.com to find those rich details that will make your home's entrance a showpiece.
Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci's weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark
and my wife Teresa.
And I'm excited about talking about this segment because it's one of my absolute favorite things in the world, which is simple household items that can totally fix up little nagging things around the house. And what a perfect time of year to do it when everyone's thinking about spring cleaning.
Absolutely. You got to do these things inside and outside the house that'll really help sort of solve those things that nag at me. I like cleaning them because they nag at me and I want them to be the best way they can be. So this is a psychological solution for me.
Psychological?
Psychological solution.
Oh, we're going to be laying on the couch for this one. So everybody put their feet up, relax, chill out, and then, you know, let's all get in our old, like, our mojo and everything going.
Well, there's been a rise of organic material in deck sealers. So we're moving away from VOCs and oils and things like that. And they're sealing decks and they're doing a good job. But as they break down, those organic materials actually attract algae and mildew.
Yeah, because they eat them. It's like they're having like their little tasty snacks and they're eating all that organic material that's all natural ingredients to help seal your deck, which is wonderful for the environment, but it also attracts all of that bad stuff that you don't want that makes your deck kind of look a little black and gross in little spots.
Right,
too.
Exactly. And other deck sealers with volatile organic compounds and other oils in them broke down as well. It's not a failure to go clean. It's just what's happening. And the good news is that you can use oxygen bleach to not only clean those, but to do your laundry.
To do your laundry.
Yes.
Yes, you can. It actually is a safe alternative to, you know,
all these different chemicals that you can put on that'll break down the algae and the mold. But as always when doing your deck, think about cleaning the algae and the mold. That's one thing. And then the dirt, which is another thing.
It's a totally different thing. And a lot of people like to use, you know, the power washers and stuff to clean your deck. But be careful with that because you can actually start to break down and deteriorate the wood in your deck if you use it too much or use it too hard. And the other thing that's really great about oxygen bleach to clean up a deck or clean anything else up around in the yard is that it won't hurt your plants. And you know, other kinds of bleach will actually deteriorate the plants or kill them that are around all the beautiful flowers that you want to be blooming in the spring. they can't grow if you're just, you know, putting all this unnecessary bleach on them. So Go Oxygen, it's a powder form. You can buy it at your home improvement center or on Amazon. It's like $10, so cheap.
But if you do want to kill plants, get out your favorite vodka.
That's so true. That's one of my favorite little tips, is that if you have those nagging little weeds inside those crevices of your driveway or sidewalk or something, it's a great little thing is to spray a little vodka on those weeds, and it'll actually kill them. But the thing about it is that if you use vodka to kill weeds, you probably don't want to go into your garden beds, because it will also kill all the other beautiful things around it. So you want to get those little nagging spots where you don't want anything to grow.
Exactly, exactly. And in a little twist of irony here, you can also use vodka along with some sugar to keep your fresh-cut flower blooms blooming in a vase inside.
Yeah, because it inhibits the process of the flowers to age. So it decreases their ability to continue aging, which then, you know, as we get older, we get closer to death. It's a sad story. But
good times.
Flowers the same way. So you want to bring those beautiful blooms inside, keep them lasting longer. It'll decrease all of those chemical processes so that they will last longer. But
yeah,
you have to add a little bit of sugar to the mix.
Yeah, and you need to snip an inch off the bottom of the stem to get those veins inside the flowers to be able to absorb it better. So what I took away from that, booze equals longevity.
Veins inside the flower?
Yeah, the capillary system, the xylem and the phloem.
I don't think they're called veins. They're the xylem and the phloem.
Right, they're veins.
Well,
they're just called xylem
and
phloem.
I guess they're flower veins. I guess, you know, on VeggieTales and other things, are actually probably really veins because they probably talk.
Well, yeah, because VeggieTales are real. Hello.
They are real. They really are actually real.
Well, here's another fix. You got rust on your grill? You can use WD-40 to break the bond between the metal and the rust. For small areas, you can use nail polish and clear coat to coat those areas and keep the rust at bay.
Yeah, you know, if you have like an outdoor kitchen or some really cool garden decorations that have a little metal parts to them, and they're outside and they're in the weather and, you know, the water is kind of like accumulating on it and they're kind of getting a little gross, well, you can clean that up with some WD-40, but you could also make that never happen by, if they're small parts, using a little clear nail polish, or you could just use a clear coat of paint on larger areas, like Mark said, just to coat it so that you can still see the beautiful metal and it won't affect it, and you won't then have to go and reach for your WD-40 later to clean it off.
So another place you can use WD-40 is inside your house, in the bathroom specifically, on chrome. Obviously, there's going to be moisture in your bathroom, and you'll have chrome elements. It could be a light fixture. It could be a faucet handle or a mirror like we have, and you can use the WD-40 on the chrome. You spray it on there, and then you rub it with crumpled aluminum foil.
And there's a chemical reaction that happens between the aluminum foil and the chrome and the WD-40, and that creates oxidation, which actually will take out the rust from the chrome into the aluminum foil.
Exactly. Exactly. And here's another cool one that I really like, especially for those of us with kids. We're going to have crayon on our walls. It's just basically unavoidable part of kid ownership.
Well, you know, kid ownership too, but it's their expression, their artistic expression, and they want to go outside the lines onto other surfaces and see what happens when they take their crayon and put it on the wall and then look at you like, so now what's going to happen?
Well, what's going to happen is
that it's an easy, easy, quick fix, and you can just use some toothpaste. But you can't use their toothpaste, toddler toothpaste, because it doesn't have the right chemical in it, which makes it easy for them to be able to swallow healthily. You want to use your grown-up toothpaste. You rub it onto the crayon, and it actually, you can just wipe it right off with a little damp paper towel, and it will come off in just minutes. So easy. But don't let your toddler know that, because that might inspire another great artwork.
Plus, you want to lord your might over them so that they behave.
Lord your might over them?
Yeah, it's really one of the few times I get to lord my might over anybody.
Really?
Not really.
No.
I just don't want them to think that the walls of the house are an art palette for them.
No. No, they aren't an art palette. So you don't want to tell them what happened and how easy it is to clean up, unless, you know, like our almost 12-year-old who I actually give the job to clean the crayon off the wall, too. So that's one of her chores when she sort of misbehaves. She has to do these little jobs around the house to fix up things that her brother does because, like we tell her, we've been cleaning up after you for all these years. Now it's your opportunity to help clean after somebody else.
And we're going to clean up and take a break. We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
Job, that's too small. A change of bulb and a patch of wall. If it's loose, I'll make it tight. That's right. Cork a tub, stop a leak. I can do anything you need. Yes, ma'am. I'm your fix-it man.
And you are inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa. And John and Anthony from Cousins on Call, also known as the Kitchen Cousins.
Yeah.
You can find them on Twitter at Cousins TV.
And I'm just sitting here with all these handsome guys today, and I'm kind of probably a super lucky girl.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Here's one thing I'm lucky about, and I was included.
You were included.
Oh, that's awfully nice of you.
See, your wife loves you.
I do.
I know. Look at that. Sometimes.
Most of the time.
Most of the time.
Then there's the time where I can only think about sliding down that fire pole, and I just I'm gone from the rest of the conversation.
Going to actually like Spider-Man up it probably a little bit.
Okay.
All right, that's when we'll roll our
cameras. That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
he's that kind of guy. He monkeys around, I swear.
Yeah, there's a lot of climbing involved because we do projects and stuff. We're climbing ladders all the time.
Right. Yeah.
And now, speaking of ladders,
okay,
one of you does or does not have a fear of heights. Is that right?
He's got fear of heights. I don't.
Fear of
I do.
You say I don't
I'm,
like
I'm
one. I win.
Height.
Two. What are we calling?
No, I recently scared myself pretty good. I thought, oh, no big deal, no fear of heights, and I climbed a 12-story tower crane in Mexico.
Same.
And it wasn't bad on the way up, but what you don't realize about a tower crane is you are really in there. Like, the ladder is not a lot of room, so where you usually climb a ladder and you can extend your arms,
sure,
and you use your leverage and the fulcrum and the whole thing, well, your forearms are on fire, your calves are burning, like, you're... And when you have to climb back down and your legs are, kind of shaking, it's...
And it's that nice, quiet, just... surreal feeling where you're like, wow, I'm 120 feet up in the air, and I'm all by myself.
A little interesting.
So they're not stairs. It's a ladder.
Oh, no, it's right up the core of the crane.
My God.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm picturing the zig.
Oh, no, straight. No brakes, no platforms, no. It's straight
because
up the
crane
core.
Sits higher than the building.
The reason I'm fiddling with this pen right now is that my palms are so sweaty that I'm going to have to go way down.
No,
There's no way. Are you kidding me?
That's what I said. That's exactly what I said.
Did you carabiner off to it or anything? Or did you just
yes.
Right.
Yes, he
right.
did. Because yes, he's a safety boy, everyone. And that's the thing you should do, children
right.
listening.
We built a high-rise scaffold for one of my early construction jobs. God. And we had carabiners, too.
Yep.
Right on our tool pouches.
Because you're a safety guy.
That weren't attached to anything but our tool pouches.
I would be covered in, like, bubble wrap.
The bubble wrap.
And, like, there would be all kinds of things attached to me.
Yeah.
I'd have, a large man doing this behind me going,
oh,
up.
My
yeah.
God.
Catch me.
I'll never forget one time this guy says, it was the company that scaffolded the Statue of Liberty.
Okay.
So they're way, way up. And this was some podunk, like, 12-story building. It was a joke to this guy. And we're carrying these staging planks across, and he says, now if you freeze up, don't worry about it. I'm right here.
What the heck are you going to do?
Tom. Okay, good to know. Good to know now.
So just to put in perspective, my husband's a guy who runs up and down roof when he's, like, working on a roof.
Right.
Like, he literally will run, and I'm standing there, like, almost in tears. Going,
yeah, roofs don't bother
really?
Me either. That's why I thought it was a good idea to go up the crane. I'm like, yeah, I could drive the crane, no problem. I love machines and all that. Whew. On the way down.
Wow.
Now,
you get
so
up
we'll
there.
So we'll go and have a nice cup of coffee.
You and I can hang out. You and I can
roof.
Hang out on
totally.
Stationary ground
yes.
on the bottom.
Stationary
and I will,
ground.
I will watch you from up top and say, you're doing a great job, guys.
Talking to me on the radio the whole way up. I love...
No, all right.
I'm
then you
that.
Get up
yeah.
there, like, how do you know what to do?
Let me tell you something. The cab of that crane is incredible. You have 360-degree views. And, I mean, if you ever played with...
Not too bad that you were in Mexico also.
No, no. On the water.
On the water.
Cool.
Wow.
If you ever played with constructs or Legos or any of that stuff growing up, mm-hmm. I mean, it's just the big kid's version.
Wow.
So, you know, I have a Bobcat. We have a 442 excavator. So it's all levers, right? So you tap something. You make sure you get a feel for it. And then it's just taking your time. And, man, we got this huge screen up on the 10th floor balcony, was it? I forget.
It was the top. It was the penthouse. It was 12.
It was the so
yeah.
The crane was on 13, which wasn't
yep.
built yet. And, yeah, so, yeah, I just nice and slow, step at a time, and
wow.
we got it up there. Yeah, it's pretty
so,
cool.
Unreal.
So skid steer loader and a 442.
Yeah.
When are we driving those? How about now?
The skid steer is down at 8 Erie. You're welcome to get
oh
down there. We got a big
goodness.
Breaker on it. We've been taking down walls all week.
Yep.
You might have to fight G, who's our site super. He loves his toys as much as I do.
Nice.
But if you can get him off, you're welcome to drive it.
There you go. All right. Well, we'll be back with more. No, we won't be.
No. Now, I want to ask about something completely different.
Okay.
I read that you guys were doing a project for the American Cancer Society.
Yes.
Is that Cousins on Call?
That is. That's Cousins on Call, and that airs the first week in May.
Okay.
So, because the month of May is the 100th anniversary of the American Cancer Society, and that was an amazing project. We actually went out to Buffalo. We surprised the family. The son had cancer. He was cancer-free when we shot the episode. We just recently found out that it actually came back again. So
He's fighting again.
He's young. He's 21, but... He wanted to give back to his parents. His parents brought him nonstop for a couple of years back and forth to the cancer center that was up in Buffalo.
The Hope Lodge, yeah.
The Hope Lodge. So they would do an hour and a half drive back and forth
oh, wow.
from their town because they were in Jamestown, New York, which was about an hour and a half out.
Right.
And he wanted to give back to his family. And we went there and we redid their entire house. His mother had no clue. His father was just floored. His father was crying. It was a... Really
it's powerful.
Moving moment.
Yeah. Very powerful.
I'm really excited for that to air and everyone to see
and,
that.
And what is his name?
Aaron.
Aaron. Wow.
Yeah. Wow. That's
well, I hope he's doing well.
Yeah.
He's fighting. We got his mother. His,
yeah. We stay in touch. With
she stays in touch with us all the time because we shot that episode in October,
mm-hmm.
And she's been in touch with us nonstop, and she's constantly telling us, giving us updates. She said, "Listen, she's like, you guys have changed our lives." And if it's one thing we've learned is that we will never stop fighting. And Aaron has said, you know, Mom, I'm always going to fight. I'm a fighter, and this isn't going to get me. So, you know, we're behind them, and we're hoping for the best.
Well, speaking of, you know, doing good things for good people, your new show that's coming out this fall, Undercover Overhaul,
indeed.
I'm really excited about. I know that everybody listening is excited, too. And
yeah, we can't wait for
yeah,
it. Sorry,
yeah.
did you have
No,
more?
The only thing I really know about it is that, it, you know, you're doing projects for neighborhood heroes.
Exactly
and how
right.
are you finding these heroes?
Well, you know, the relationship between our show and the Ellen show is really a great one. And she does so much good. And being a design buff herself, you know, she's been very complimentary of our work and likes the passion that we put into it. So Ellen has actually signed on to do 3 episodes with us.
Wow.
So they're helping us find, you know, these great neighborhood heroes. And, you know, the aside from doing something great for Neighborhood Hero, to do it as a surprise just adds a whole nother element to the show. So these people are literally, with the help of their family and friends, we're getting them out of town for a weekend. We've got 3 to 4 days, tight time frames, hectic schedules, big builds, and then we deliver a crazy, crazy surprise by the end of it.
Wow, so is there all kind of subterfuge going on with the family? Like they think they're going somewhere? And
We're still working on concept and stuff. And,
yeah.
And I think it's more of just about getting them away, whether it's to a vineyard for the weekend or a bed and breakfast. And
right.
John and I may or may not be showing up at that bed and breakfast and saying, oh, hey, you know, guy, you run into people. So,
yeah.
Like, oh, my God, so crazy to see you here.
Now, is she going to have, like, one of those, like, mics, those, like, she always puts, like,
nothing is out of bounds.
And then
wow.
She tells people what to do, like, in public places, you know, like, dancing behind
oh,
you.
Oh, right.
I hope not, because we'll do just about anything.
I'll do anything. It doesn't take much
like
to
the girl
get me
that, like, that one girl that, like, says, like, lyrics to songs to random people in supermarkets and, like, at the home center and stuff. And
yeah,
like,
no.
She could be telling you to do wildly crazy things to these people.
No, I mean, I don't think Ellen's going to be on the show, per se. She's
yeah.
going to be helping us with casting, and we're going to be doing a lot of surprises on the Ellen show along with our show.
Right.
Kind of the same format that you've seen through Cousins on Call
with
the Sandy Relief episode. Just on a bigger scale and a bigger surprise.
Now we've been sitting here talking about, you know, heavy equipment and joking around and climbing up stuff and doing all this other stuff. But in on one of the Sandy episodes, I saw you with Ellen. I got a sense that you guys are actually kind of might be a little emotional.
Yeah.
Is that fair to say? I'm not
absolutely.
Trying to trap you
no.
in.
You want to know my nickname?
Will you cry right now?
What's
your nickname?
Passionate John.
Passionate John.
Oh.
That's it.
It comes from.
Can I tell him your nickname from college?
Boy, am I ever proud of that.
It's
why, sure, like I have a
it's
choice.
It's embarrassing. Chicken legs.
Chicken legs.
Well,
I guess everyone's got to have a nickname.
Yeah. Mine's not awesome.
It's actually embroidered on the side of his rugby jacket.
That's really funny.
Yeah,
chicken legs on the side of your
and they called his mom Mrs. Chicken Legs, too.
Yeah.
Poor lady.
Which means we've got to scurry out of
here.
I did it!
No.
Yes!
You got out of it for embarrass you anymore.
We'll be back with more of my Fix It Up line.
You know his name is Chicken Legs. Told me on a Friday night. Their jeans that fit just right.
And he doesn't escape them at all.
Oh, my God. Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at RebuildingTogether.org. Make a big difference in your home's curb appeal with durable, weather-resistant Fipon molding for both outside and inside your home.
Fipon polyurethane trim, moldings, and PVC are ready to install and offer long-lasting curb appeal.
There's louvers, ceiling medallions, decorative millwork, and even column wraps and shutters. And best of all, anyone can install them.
Visit Fipon.com and discover the perfect molding to bring out the beauty in your home today. My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Got a home improvement headache?
Here's a quick tip from my Fix It Up Life on working with your spouse.
can keep your relationship strong while you fix up your home.
Create a sensible budget together.
Be mindful of each other's time.
Get ready for dust and mess.
Compliment your spouse about their strengths before offering advice.
Slam, slam, slam.
And don't forget to smile.
For more quick tips, tune in to the My Fix It Up Life Show, Saturdays at 10 a.m. on 1520 a.m. WCHE.
You're back inside My Fix It Up Life, and we're at the end of the show. So if you have questions about today's show or a project at your home, send us a note at info@myfixituplife.com. We want to hear your questions, and we love to learn from you.
So follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, check out our pins on Pinterest, and watch our videos at YouTube.
Listen to more My Fix It Up Life shows on free apps for iPhone and Android, or at iTunes and Blog Talk Radio.
And tune in next week for more My Fix It Up Life.
Face looking back at me, it might be an idle conversation piece, it might be another wasted memory tonight. I'd like to wait and see. It might be first date on a city street, it might be a gift that brings me to my knees, it might be initials carved into a tree, and I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life, into my fix it up life. My fix it up life. It might be a white dress walking up to me. It might be a sunrise in a sky blue sea. It might be the holder of my front door key, and I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. I'm so glad that you became my wife. This is our fix it up life. Just a simple and low overdue. But what do I say to you when I can see all I want with you? You might be running at my feet. It might be a best friend aging gracefully. It might be a lifelong love filled guarantee. And I'm so glad that we sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked through the door.
Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at rebuildingtogether.org.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
If your home's exterior is missing something, that punch of color to move it from drab to fab, then you need the DaVinci Roofscapes Shake It Up Exterior Color Contest.
Just visit DaVinci Roofscapes on Facebook and click on Shake It Up. Then upload a picture of your home's exterior. Five finalists will be selected for the opportunity to win $5,000 to enhance their home's curb appeal. Finalist is chosen by the most votes.
So head to DaVinci Roofscapes on Facebook to enter today.